Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. We're back at it. Another episode. 4th of July weekend. Independence Day weekend. Most of your favorite podcasters have taken the weekend off. Not at the Dare Network, my friends. Andy had Bruce Pavitt on his recent episode, which happened on Saturday. You know, Bruce Pavitt from a little-known record label called Sub Pop Records that almost basically reinvented music in 1988. Or 86, whenever they... I didn't hear about it till later on. Most of them are, you know, they're at the beach. So I figured I got a slow week. So what I can do is, you know how TV shows have reruns? Well, I'm not going to play a old podcast, but I want to talk about something that I have spoken about, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. I don't even remember what episode number it was, but I probably know the microphone sounded like this. And somewhere under there, you heard me speaking about it. What's the deal with the fireworks? Can somebody explain to me what exactly the deal is with making loud noises? I mean, I just wish I could know. I mean, Independence Day. Here we are celebrating our independence. Our independence from Britain, by the way. Remember Britain? The country that wants to be independent, even though we're kind of independent from them. So are a lot of other countries, because Brexit, remember? But, okay. So on the 4th of July, people put up a flag. Yeah, they fly their flags. They pretend that they care about America. But in reality, all it is oh, it's just another excuse for us to get drunk. Just another excuse for us to blow shit up. Where? Fireworks. Why? And do you notice that people, like, practice, like, starting the end of June? I heard fireworks all night last night. I'm recording this on July 4th. But I heard fireworks all through July 3rd. The 3rd of July. Why? What does that do for you? You enjoy... I don't know. Maybe that's... I mean, listen. Like, people... Sometimes people ask me, you know, when I'm talking about, like, guns and stuff, when I'm talking about how I hate them and I wish that they would go away, people always tell me, like, oh, but Jay, you know, I was at the firing range. You ever been to... No. Why? You don't kill anybody at the firing range. I believe you. And I'm not saying that you are going to kill someone at the firing range. I don't like loud noises. I hate loud noises. The only loud noises I like are music. If it's not music, I don't want to hear any of these calls where the guy drilled a hole in the muffler and it's like down the street. I don't want a motorcycle passing my house. And listen, I mean, nothing against motorcycles, but it's a great way to die. You know, if you want to have a motorcycle and drive around in it. I mean, just saying. I mean, yeah, you look cool. You know, you think you look cool. You get to wear leather and stuff. It's a fantastic way to die. You know, just by being tapped by any vehicle on the road ever. So, no motorcycles. Yeah, I don't want, you know. When I'm walking down the street, and, like, two cars are, like, I don't know, driving on the road. And I get the opportunity, and, like, they beep. Or, like, there's something going on. I'm, like, almost like, what the fuck? Stop beeping the horn. I hate loud noises. I don't want noises to be loud. I try to live a very serene life. A life where everybody's calm. Everybody's chill. Like, whenever somebody starts talking to me, the first thing I start saying is, shh, chill out. Everybody, just tranquilo for a second. And if you guys didn't know, tranquilo means calm down in Spanish. That's a kitchen thing that I picked up that I never lost. Even though I don't work at fucking restaurants anymore. I think my best 4th of July, I worked at fucking Pizza Hut. I was like 15 years old and we played cards. That was my favorite. I think that's one of my favorite 4th of Julys of all time. One year, I'm a kid. I'm a young porks, you know? Imagine, young porks. I was like 8 years old. We lived in Brooklyn. Still lived in Canarsie. I was going to say the rugged lands of, but it's not. That's here. 1276 East 94th Street between J and K. So I don't know if I was 7, I don't know if I was 8. But it wasn't like nice. It was like these people took over the entire block, right? So what they had was they had a dumpster, like a big canister, a metal canister in the middle of the street. It was huge. Like one of these garbage cans from the park. And they would use that. They would load that with fireworks and just chuck a match inside. Then there was one nice house on my block that was for sale. And it was for sale for like 10 years because nobody was buying the house because it's in fucking Canarsie, and why would you want to live there? But, so, no one's in this house, so that these fucking thugs, these hoodlums, that's not speaking to what race they were white people, but I'm just saying, you know, they were thugs and hoodlums, white, orange, purple. They break into this fucking house, they go on the roof and they start blowing off fireworks, blockbusters, all this shit. Some of the loudest shit you've ever heard in your life. I am sitting in my room with my Walkman trying to listen to, like, trying to drown it out with, like, Alice in Chains or something. Crying my little eyes out, little seven-year-old porks, young porks, crying. Because I think that there's a war going on outside. Now, why are we blowing off fireworks? Is it to remind us of war? Like, do veterans want to hear those sounds and be like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of that time I almost died for my country. Is that it? Like, since it's Independence Day, are fireworks an American thing? No, they're made in China. Like the 14th century. So, what? Why are we blowing the... You know what? You know, we probably blow up fireworks to show children what we'll do to countries full of little brown people if we decide we want to. That's basically what it is. Fireworks are what Donald Trump wants to shoot at ISIS. Because he thinks ISIS is a place. He doesn't realize it's a movement. So he's gonna bomb them. Just like when he said the great city of Belgium. Unfucking real. I'm sorry, I got distracted because I saw... I'm gonna pause this. I just saw a thing on New York One. They were showing these dogs, like, on the MTA. MTA Mass Transit, that's, where I take the bus all the time. So, the system in which I use to transport myself from place to place. So I saw them with a dog sniffing things. So I'm thinking in my head, what the fuck? I'm not going to be able to, you know, procure illegal substances anymore and get on the bus. But that's not the case, because they're looking for bombs, and that be something I never have. So basically, 4th of July, we blow shit up because, well, we're going to show you if we disagree with your beliefs, we're going to blow you up. Because America. Because America. I was going to open this up singing God Bless America, and then I realized it was too early and... that would be a little insane. We got a singular, a music headline when I get back on the other side. We come back after this.
Only 4 months of preseason.
Sir, yes, sir. This is from Lost Boys 4.
Thank you. That is humor. I recognize that.
Back of my hand. Everything I do is a ass captain, America's dead.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from The Andy Dare Show, just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here, it's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. Again, there's a reason why all your favorite podcast hosts have taken the weekend off. It's because there ain't nothing going on. because the news cycle has played it so, you know, things aren't, they're not going to tell you about things happening the 4th of July. All they're going to tell you about is fireworks and blowing stuff up. It's like Funkmaster Flex dropping bombs. Actually, oh, I just thought of a second music headline. Speaking of music, every week the headlines are powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. Standing ovation for Joe Budden. It's got that song Making a Murderer. It's makes fun of Drake. It's highly accurate. And I suggest that everyone checks it out. Joe Budden is the rapper that replied back to me on Twitter and told me basically that if I didn't want to go to a show, that I shouldn't. And that was very mean of him to do. So I'm not going to interact with him on social media, but you can listen to the song. Drake is not going to come back because Drake says he's not a battle rapper. He's not. He's some guy who makes money. See, the thing, Joe Budden doesn't have any fucking money. So, but I'm glad he made the song. Song's fire. Fire. But the main story this week, and listen, again, like I said, it's a short one. I'm just here. Listen, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Okay? That's the only thing. I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's it. I'm here producing stuff for the Dura Network, making it happen. It's all I want to do. So did you see Apple has new technology where they can disable your camera at a concert? A lot of people aren't sure where to stand on this. Well, everyone is pretty sure where they're standing on this. People are like, yeah, you can't record anymore at the concerts. Me, I'm thinking, I got a regular camera, stupid. So how's that going to make you feel? I can't wait to walk in with these snarky motherfuckers. And everyone's like, oh my god, oh my god. Can you believe it? We're going to get to watch the show and nobody's going to get to take a picture because everybody's phone camera's disabled. Hey, oh my god, that's going to be so fun. We get to enjoy the show, enjoy the moment. Turn around, well, who's there? Jay Parks, camera in hand, taking vids. But what's he doing? But he's taking it. But he's not enjoying the show. But he's not enjoying the show. Everyone wants to know if Bob, if Sally, if Jimmy, if they're enjoying the show. Oh, how about you enjoy the show, motherfucker? Instead of worrying about what everyone else is doing. And I'll say it time and time again. And I was telling my father this yesterday at Hometown Buffet. Yes, we went to Hometown Buffet. Why are we not at a place where we go to the concert and we watch the concert on our phones because people are tall? Use the future for good things. Don't you... Apple is... So Apple can't unlock a terrorist phone. Okay? They can't unlock a terrorist phone. But they're gonna make sure that they can disable your camera at a concert. So nobody can know what happened at that concert besides the people who attended. Listen, I understand concerts are a special event, but everything is better when you can tell other people about it. Everything is better. Everything is better when you... Like, listen, I could explain to you the plot of Straight Outta Compton, but you'd rather see the movie. Trust me, it's awesome. Like, I can tell you how, you know, Neon Trees sounded that time that they opened for The Offspring, but I'd rather send you a link to the video. Because my words don't do it justice. Words don't do everything justice. You know what does? Moving pictures. Video. Reviews. For the fans, by the fans at, little old place called ConcertConfessions.com. Speaking of ConsiConfessions.com, shout outs to D Natural Stona, D Money, getting engaged. You know I'm ordained, right? Just saying. So also, today, July 4th, you know what it also marks? Marks my final day off. It's back to work for me. Which is going to suck. Because I really got used to being home and indulging in the recreational use of marijuana all day. And sleeping. And playing basketball. I could still play basketball. It will be exciting to get out of the house again. And it's good when you don't have a hard job that, you know, it's not that taxing. Been off for 2 weeks. But next year, since I'm going to be off the same 2 weeks, the last week of June, you know, it's like a 14-day in between regular school and summer school. Okay. I will be going to a legal weed state, whether it's Washington, whether it's Colorado, even though the altitude kind of bothers me in Colorado, but everything else is really good. Whether it's Oregon. Now, I was thinking like which one would be best, but then I remembered that California in November will be voting on recreational marijuana and will most likely, most likely Brexit was going to end in Remain, and it didn't, so, but most likely California's going towards a recreational marijuana vote, and they're going to vote yes, and it should be awesome. But I'm, you know, going to be prepared to go to one of those other states, if not, because even if they vote on it, who knows if that shit's going to be open for business in June. I don't know how long it takes. I'm just saying that I can't stay home for 2 weeks next year. That can't happen. Because this was boring. Again, this week is not about the length of the podcast. This week is about giving you a podcast. Because no one else is giving you a podcast. And I'm not going to have a week where we air the commercial and I'm not going to have a podcast. That's just crazy. Did you guys see the commercial? Well, you probably did because you listened to this already. How cool is that? I wish I had like some video editing software because I had a bunch of takes. Not one of which contained a made shot, by the way. But I had a bunch of takes and I don't know, we could have had some fun with it. But, yeah. What else be to haps? Yeah. So, a short little burst into the rugged lands of J-Porks. Thing is, without the waiter thing I'm doing now, I've mentioned that I'm out of... Hold on 1 second... I mean, really, this got to be like a warehouse I can record this podcast in, where I can, like, not have to worry about people listening to, like, I want people to listen to it when it airs. I don't want people to listen to it while I'm recording it, and I don't want people knocking on my door and asking questions and having things happening while I'm recording this. I don't understand. I've done this 131 times. Somebody get me out of this fucking house. Alright. I don't know where I'm going, but it's probably out of this house. But before I get up on out of here, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you'll get your live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans. Great things always happening at ConcertConfessions.com. Also, antiquiet.com, your source for quality. Headlines are always powered by Antiquiet. I was rocking out to Christina Rocks this weekend, 89xradio.com, every Sunday morning, throwing it back on Sunday with the alternative. Hang the DJ, Christina Rocks with no H, christinarocks.com. That's her website, her blog. You can get cool stuff. And tweet at her at Christina Rocks, again, no H, because she is the coolest cucumber in the salad. Also, Dare Network headquarters is where you'll get all your Dare Network podcasting needs. Whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, Jesse Unplugged, the flagship show, The Andy Dare Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast, you can get it all there at andydare.com. There's new noise every week. And until next week, folks, Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. And don't blow yourself up. Late.
This has been the J-Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.